Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pittsburgh Count Podcast number 80. No, 80.2. We did an 82 weeks ago and kind of left it in the machine. So
it was too dirty.
It was too dirty. All Donnie's fault. So don't have a
did
whole...
Did you get an over and under over?
So we decided to... We're forging ahead. I didn't come up with any best of list. Maybe we'll do that later in January. Christmas is always a tough time for me to stay focused because there's just so much going on, both at home and here in the store. So trying to think of what I want to talk about. Yeah, I know. So the new previews came out today, and everybody sitting around the table going through it, and I figured, hey, why not? I had to make them stop looking at it, so... we'll do that tonight. So I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics, and joining me tonight are
Chuck,
Matt,
Donnie,
Joe, F.
I thought you were going to forget the F there for a second. I was worried
never
about you.
Okay,
so we might as well start with the Marvel thing because that's where we already kind of started. So everybody's prepped on that now. But apparently, 2012 is the age of Ultron.
No, 2013.
2013. I'm sorry. I was distracted.
It could have been 2012. I think it was ready for 2012.
You're right. You know, just funny.
By the moose knuckle?
Not so much the moose knuckle. did I just say that? Okay.
On the little
fold-out part, they have three pictures, and there's one of Black Widow holding a sword with Moon Knight right behind her.
In armor.
I can't help think that if she were to swing that sword, we'd lose Moon Knight.
Where he'd be high pitched.
Because he is literally standing right behind her.
I didn't even notice.
That's why he's screaming. He said, no.
Yeah, no, don't swing.
Don't
yeah.
swing.
Okay.
So. He's got a cod piece on. He'll be fine.
Okay, sure. So
it's like Iron Man invented that suit, so he should be all right.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so we have Age of Ultron, 1 through 3 of 10. So they're shipping 3 issues in March, which is only a 4 Wednesday month, so... I guess we're kind of I'm getting used to that with Marvel. I don't know when the books are coming out anymore. I think Adam asked me when Superior Spider-Man was coming out. And I said, oh, number one's next week, and then the next week, and then they'll skip a week, and then the next week.
Is there really number one next week already?
Yeah. So, Age of Ultron, which is just strikes me as a little odd, just it's been in the can for 2 years.
Well, you can't let that... I mean, they paid for the work.
Right, right. Okay. But just how they're tying it in with the Fantastic Four. Look, his arm's okay.
Well, you can't tell that. So this is
yeah, you can. He doesn't have that big brace thing on Fantastic Four.
This is Moon Knight right here. Because this is a shot with the gun. That's how it's looking.
Okay. Yeah, Mark Spector. Yeah.
Because so if anybody can save us from Ultron, it's Moon Knight.
Yes.
Well,
it is Bendis.
In this picture, if you read Bendis' run, he had the head of Ultron.
Yeah.
The whole theme of that story.
No.
You should read that and trade. It's very good.
Yeah, 2 just came out last week, so... Then Superior Spider-Man 6 AU. This is going to be fun for the collectors. Because there's also there's a 6 in here as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there's going to be 2 Superior Spider-Man 6s. Although this one's by Christos Gage and Dexter Soy.
That'll be good art, depending on...
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I like the artist on Fantastic Four. He's my favorite.
I thought TBA was your favorite.
Well, they're TBD and TBA are my...
So they follow the numbering...
Yes, so that month we're going to get Superior Spider-Man 6 and 6 AU and 7 and 8.
You got to figure, they're really cranking these out. If Fantastic Four, which is already out, is only at number 5, and Superior Spider-Man will be at number 6 at the same
good
month.
Point.
Yeah, that's really slow for FF, or Fantastic Four, because isn't 2 out already?
2's out, but it's not slow. It's still more than one a month.
It'll change.
No. 3 in January, 4 in February, 5 in March.
Okay, so one a month. Crazy. I mean, what a bizarre schedule for shipping comics once a month.
It's back on time.
Where Superior Spider-Man, clearly we know now, is going to be twice a month.
Or more.
So well, yeah, more. This is
so 1 and 2 in January, 3 and 4 in February.
3, 4, 5 in February. 6.
And 6.
Oh, I don't know. Actually, I don't know which Spider-Mans are in here. Hang on.
So let me just confirm, you said 6 AU supplants 6?
No, 5 and 6 are in March. You're right, so 2 a month.
So instead of a .1, it's an AU.
Right.
Yeah, wow. It's the alternate universe, or Age of Ultron.
Hmm.
Now here's, did they hire rappers now? Rocky Kim is doing Ultron variants?
I missed that. Where is that?
If you, on the black, that page you're hands
yeah,
on,
yeah.
Look at the Ultron variants 1 through 3 by Rock Hee Kim.
Yeah, what is that?
No, I have no idea.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 variant covers for Age of Ultron. Yes.
How many are you going to get, Colin?
I don't know.
You need to get at least the first one, if you can.
No, I wouldn't get that one. Sucker. I want the fourth one, though. That's TBA, TBD's brother. I think they're Korean. You know, they do the first name is the same. Okay. Guardians of the Galaxy number one. Now, this didn't... because I did get these in last week, so I was looking at it over the weekend. But more just the order form. They have a 1 in 150 variant on Guardians of the Galaxy number one. And I'm sitting here going, really?
You think you can sell 15?
I don't... I bet I can sell 15. I don't think I can sell 150.
Well, you're going to tell me the 150 is the Monero variant, isn't it?
That might be the 1 in 100.
Yeah, still not getting it.
Yeah.
With Iron Man in it, though, do you think that increases the sellability?
I'm still not excited. Yeah, I really...
It's a concept that couldn't keep its own series going.
Well, I mean, it is its own series.
It's because they're making a movie. They want to push all this stuff now.
Did you sell in the double digits before the end of the last series, Colin?
I doubt it.
No. So the last Guardians was good, but it was like the cosmic and the normal 616 weren't related enough to read it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were like, for you, I'd say go read the last Guardians of the Galaxy run with Abbott and Lanning in trade. Mm-hmm. It's a good read. But it was just hard month to month to read, like, cosmic Marvel and regular Marvel.
Mm-hmm. See, you're kind of like me. Like, I'm always looking for a way to cut back on what I read because I read so much already, and if something doesn't already tie into everything else, then it gets the axe.
Right.
So and I think with like the way that Nova played into AVX, they were trying to tie them together.
Right, so if this ties into 616...
And that's the thing. Having Iron Man in it makes it a clear tie to 616. So let me ask you guys again.
But not necessarily.
But I mean, storyline-wise, it has to tie into yeah.
I don't know. I think Iron Man being in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie... and the fact that the Iron Man title leads into him wearing this armor going into space, I think this has a shot.
Who said he was in the movie?
He is.
I did hear that.
Who would have thought if 5 years ago, before Iron Man 1 came out, and you had to say, what Marvel superhero is going to be like the staple of the Marvel movie franchise?
I would have said Wolverine.
Would you have said Iron Man?
No.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have said cast Robert Downey Jr. either. But well actually, 5 years ago, I would have. It was like, what year was it that he was cast? That came out in 2007, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was 5 years ago.
Well, I mean, he's perfect. He's a drunk, rich playboy, right? I mean...
It's perfect casting. Yeah. I thought they'd actually put that into the story, but they haven't yet. When they do, it will be, you know, brilliant.
The Monero's a 1 in 50, by the way. The Quesada is a 1 in 100, and the Quesada sketch is 150.
So you'll probably get the Monero.
Yeah.
Monero. Is it Monero? Monero?
Monero, I guess.
Monero sauce.
What?
Oh, wait, that's Marin.
Hey, Wolverine number one.
Again.
And then it'll jump to 350 on issue whatever.
How can Alan Davis keep up with a month to month?
Alan Davis I don't think he's ever had fast.
I don't remember him ever having a problem being late.
But isn't he like 90?
He's in his 50s. I met him at the Mid-Ohio Con. He's a machine. He drew nonstop. Yeah, in the 90s, he drew 2 issues of Excalibur a month. Just himself. Covers and interiors.
I like the Cornell-Davis combo. I think it'll be interesting, but...
2 people from Britain, yeah.
Just don't send him to hell right away, or outer space.
He looks like he's shriveled up on the cover there. Looks like he was probably on fire. Or not the cover, but that left
panel. Mm-hmm.
What kind of beastish in the
Yeah, he does, sketches. With the sideburns.
Mm. Well, that's just...
That's his secondary mutation.
That Copio variant is nice on the next page.
Yeah.
That is nice.
Cool. Okay, Uncanny Avengers with Acuna art on it.
That's cool.
As long as it comes out a little more.
When did Thor become an Uncanny Avenger?
He's been in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
New regular artist, Daniel Acuna. He hasn't been doing much. It'd be good to see him on a regular title.
Wasn't he doing Hawkeye?
No, that was David Asia. Mm-hmm.
Asia.
Avengers Arena, we'll see how this one keeps going.
I'd say that's the surprise of the Marvel Now so far. I don't really understand how the chick is, the one chick is in a bikini since she's radioactive to the point where she kills people.
She's got her helmet on. She's good.
Yeah.
You know, every cover is supposed to be like a take on an 80s movie poster. I'm not sure which one this is, but...
For that book?
Is it Breakfast Club?
Oh, yeah, I think it is Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
The way that he's kneeling. Yeah, being on a beach, it threw me.
Interesting.
What was the other one set for?
Well, one was a movie cover, because the one was like Battle Royal, or Royale,
I didn't know.
One was Lord of the Flies. I don't remember what the other covers are.
There should be something.
No, I don't. I'm out.
You're out?
I'm out. More Coven Friday. Avengers 7 and 8.
With the helmet.
Yeah.
What Spider-Man is that?
I think that's Superior Spider-Man.
Rich Johnson on Bleeding Cool did an article about that, saying Marvel continuity is all over the place right now because, you know, Avengers came after this, but before this, just based on their costumes. And I kind of agree. It's confusing. Huh. Yeah, but like you said, which Spider-Man is this? Technically, it should be Superior, but...
Yeah, it could be.
How about a sidebar on our thoughts on Superior Spider-Man? I know you had a pretty good blog post about it, Colin.
Well, actually, that was me talking one of my customers off the ledge. He basically was like, I'm dropping all Marvel books. This is horrible. And I said, well, relax. And I said, basically, here's how I see it playing out. And I just basically said, I see it lasting 6 months to a year. It's still Peter's body. His consciousness is somewhere, either in the globe or even still in the head. I don't know how mind swaps do, but apparently there's something residual left over. So
I think he's in the traps for his body.
Could be.
I mean, they gave themselves a few.
Oh, a lot of outs
in that book.
Yeah.
I mean,
what if that octopus just hit some random person?
They did say there was supposed to be another surprise in the first issue.
Yeah.
Did you read it yet?
No, I haven't gotten it yet.
It wasn't up today?
There was nothing up last week when I looked.
Oh, because it's next week.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's going to go up this week or what.
It probably won't.
And just basically saying, and I think what's going to happen is he's going to, as these memories kick in, as he walks around town, sees something, he's going to have Peter's memory of that thing. Mm-hmm. And eventually he's going to learn exactly what kind of person Peter was, and something's going to happen where he's going to make a bad decision or something, and he's going to realize that Peter is actually the better person. And he may be smarter, but he's not as good a person as Peter, and he'll reverse the process.
I can see that.
Or he'll kill Aunt May, and that'll bring Peter's consciousness out of his subconscious, and there'll be like this whole mental conflict where they're fighting each other.
And then Professor X will sort it out.
Well, no, we can have scenes like we have in Legacy, where you don't really know what the hell's going on.
Okay.
There's fights going on inside the brain.
Oh, okay.
So does Mary Jane know who's...
No.
What was the deal with that? Like,
I don't think on Fight Club where
he's
just
already...
Oh, yeah.
You figured that was the whole thing. You watched Fight Club. He said, I can do this.
Yeah.
I think the whole Mary Jane thing was her just being surprised he had the uniform on. Or the costume on.
Really? Because she seemed to not know that he was Spider-Man. Which I didn't understand that either.
After she said that, they just didn't say anything else about it.
Yeah.
But why would
yeah, she
seemed, know? Because she does know. Well, she did, I guess. I don't know.
She knew not that long. I don't know. After the whole One More Day or...
Yeah.
One Moment in Time. Which one is it? I don't care.
One
remember.
Moment in Time.
It was One Moment in Time.
Yeah, I thought she knew, so... No, One Moment in Time was the wedding thing.
Yeah.
See, look at okay. That whole thing confused me.
All right, yeah. Let's press on.
Okay, Avengers. Dun, dun, dun. New Avengers.
The Illuminati.
Yeah. Number one came out today. I'm interested to see what people think. That's Jock doing that cover? That does not look like Jock.
Worlds Collide.
It does not, actually.
No, that's Stefan Ruhe. SR in the signature.
Okay. Oh, that's the variant. Okay, so we don't know what the regular one's going to look like. Gotta love that. Okay.
So I just have to make a comment, because I'm flipping ahead in the regular one.
Yes.
The Deadpool pencil cup that was $100 that they solicited twice.
Yeah.
Did it really sell enough that we get an X-Force variant at $100?
Well, I don't know because I didn't order any because a $100 pencil cup seemed a little pricey to me.
Yeah, I agree. I'm just curious.
Okay. Yeah. Avengers Assemble.
Lizard Woman.
Plummeting.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been good. I like it. I think people are just getting off because they don't need Kelly Sue to call
it. Secret Avengers. Oh, that's a crappy looking cover, too.
The variant, you mean?
Yeah, the variant. That's terrible. Mm-hmm.
It actually isn't what I'd expect from him. It looks very digital.
Yeah, I was kidding, by the way. Goading you. I don't know. I haven't read number one, so I can't.
I like Taskmaster.
Bagalia. Nice name. Okay. Art so different for an Avengers book.
Well, that's not the interior artist.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
That's Tom Cook.
Didn't Luke Ross do some Cap stuff?
He did Cap. He did a lot of Brubaker Cap.
Okay, Young Avengers. Still waiting to see where this is going.
Have we seen an
issue? Oh, Trad Moore. Okay, I'm looking at that variant cover going, that looks familiar. I just read the first Luther Strode of the second volume.
Awesome.
So. Actually, I was thinking it looked like Scotty Young.
Trad Moore, no. Come to Marvel.
No, at least very for cool. Variant. Well, he's, yeah.
When do we get the first Young Avengers out?
I don't think next week. Joe, can you reach behind?
It's going to be all
big
three.
Stack of paper.
All three
yeah,
in
right
one
there.
Week.
Nope, just the very top. Not even...
What
okay.
Do you think of Luther Strode, Colin?
Oh, I like it a lot. And the second one was good. Second. Be careful.
Yeah, I was a little...
My last Spider-Man 700. Okay. Yeah, put it on eBay for $4 million.
I was a little puzzled by some of Luther Strode, but...
No, I get a Young Avengers folded promo poster.
No, thanks.
No, okay. But, you were puzzled by Luther Strode? Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's right up your alley.
It was good, I loved it, but it was just, there were some things I wasn't expecting, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Uncanny X-Men, still waiting for number one. All New X-Men has been my surprise. I did not plan on liking this book at all. Everything about it said, bleh. Time travel, Bendis, I was not, you know... excited about it at all.
Have some faith, man.
I have faith. It did well, but it was funny. This was my... I remember when I made a point of using this saying, how am I supposed to order this book? When I had to order 1, 2, and 3, and before... I had to have my final numbers for 3 when I still only had 4 holds for number 1. So how do I put my numbers in? Well, of course, I've sold out. Marvel sold out. It's like they didn't do themselves any favors on this one. Or if they had shipped it normally, I could have adjusted my numbers for on number 2
You're
and number 3.
To know better, Colin.
No, I'm not. I'm not psychic.
You were supposed to, you
the fact that it's selling double of what Avengers and Uncanny X-Men were selling, how am I supposed to use my crystal ball on that one?
Colin, would you say this has become the new flagship Marvel Now title?
Far more than Uncanny Avengers, yes.
Hmm.
But then again, it's shipped more. We have 2.5 times more of this book.
Do the people from Image need to talk to you again about how you're supposed to order?
Yes, maybe it would be nice. You know, like you know, I sold out of Spider-Man in 2 days. Silly
really?
Me.
Spider 700.
Yeah.
What'd you order? How many did you order?
80.
That's about double.
That is double of what I normally sell. So, and of course, everybody, you know, you should have known to order more. It's an $8 book. Everyone that doesn't sell, I'm literally eating because I can't put that in a dollar book.
Bet you son.
Who? No. Second, I like the second print cover better, and those are coming the end of the month.
I'll sell you mine back for $16.
That's okay. I'm good, thank you.
Can you sell mine on consignment?
No.
I just leave it here? And...
Savage Wolverine.
Still haven't seen one yet.
Yeah, well, it's Frank Cho, it's Frank Cho, but it's Frank Cho in the Savage Land, and the Savage Land makes me about as excited as...
The Kraken.
No, I'm much more excited about the Kraken.
So you're saying Frank Cho drawing dinosaurs and Shanna the She-Devil doesn't have you excited? Because to me, I'm like, dinosaurs,
right,
Shanna.
Right, perfect. But I'm looking at this as a book that's separate from everything else. They're trying to establish this huge continuity with Marvel Now, and this isn't included.
Mm-hmm.
It's a separate story. How's it going to ship? Frank Cho's not exactly known for hitting a monthly
So wait, this
goal.
Is not continuity?
Well, how can it be? If he's trapped in the Savage Land and can't get out... Yet, we have another Wolverine book. We have him. He's in 18 other books. You know, he's in you know, Avengers.
LMB.
Uncanny Avengers. all new X-Men. I'm sure it'll pop up in the X-Force books. You know, that's all. It's just...
LMD.
Sure. I want to read a story about an LMD Wolverine.
I'm going to give Frank Cho a chance to establish...
Oh, I'll give it a chance. Absolutely.
Establish a storyline.
But just overall...
Provide some consistency.
Shanna and Kazar in the Savage Reign. Right.
Based on people's recommendations.
Oh, no. I'm going to read the trade no matter what. I'm going to read the trade based on the strength of the name Frank Cho.
You've heard it here first. He is guaranteeing he will read the trade, even if it is rated one of the worst books of all time.
Frank Cho would never write or draw the worst book of all time. All
right. Just we have it on recording.
All right. Mark it down.
It's on tape. No, wait. It's on chip.
Now, this is interesting. Talk about a cover that doesn't look like the person.
Sure. Which one?
Look at the Red She-Hulk cover.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's not actual cover.
Oh. Okay, never mind. Because I'm like, that doesn't look like Francesco.
Oh, yeah, no, that's totally not.
Like,
that's Carlo Pagaluyan.
I don't trust you on that one. Now, here's another surprise for me. The Hulk, Indestructible Hulk.
I was going to ask you which one.
I am liking that one a lot.
That one or the X-Men?
Yeah, that one has... that. Been very, very good.
I think that, I mean, they're both good, but I think the X-Men has more appeal.
No, yeah. Absolutely. But yeah. I read the first two, maybe three issues of the last Hulk run and gave up because I didn't like it. This one has got me back into reading Hulk.
And here comes the first book I'm dropping.
Thor?
Yeah.
I haven't read two and three yet.
What happened?
It's good. I can't get into Asgardian, all that other, I can't get into it. Like, it's fine, the art's great, the writing's good, it's just not my thing.
But with an art
now here,
like
God here's bomb. The first book I'm dropping.
What?
Captain America.
Jungbongoo.
2 Ooh. Was so bad.
What happened?
It's nothing, Cap actually. And a kid that he's protecting in an alternate dimension, which is essentially exactly what just happened with Hope and Cable.
Good girl.
And, yeah, boy, yeah. And it's just not appealing. I'm not
so
interested at all.
Is he inking himself, Joe?
Yeah.
Let's see.
There's no inker listed.
Well, they normally wouldn't list an inker, so.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's a pretty sketchy artwork. Looks like that. It doesn't look like there's a separate inker to me.
Wait, that's a boy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, they're on an alternate planet in Z dimension or something where they, I mean. Not like I can run over to Supercuts and get it chopped off.
Yeah, I guess so.
But, yeah, I did not care for number 2.
Yeah.
Morbius 3, I still haven't read 1, so.
And
it just came out today, so.
I Marvel, please learn, like, Fantasy Cap doesn't work.
Oh, yeah.
Mad Bomb, Wolf Cap, or Cap Wolf, or whatever, that just doesn't work. Come on. Like... Give us somebody like...
We've just had so much good noir Captain America. And I realize they need to take it in a different direction just to so it's not compared to it. But this just... It could be anybody but Cap. It could be any...
I did not like Remender on that book. I like Remender. I just didn't think that book was a good title for him.
Do you think that's Cap filtered through Remender? Because it's kind of like a Remender trademark, right? To do something... soldiery, but also with a horror aspect.
Yeah, and it's just kind of sci-fi, fantasy.
Which isn't what you really want with your Cap. And yeah. I just don't know if it was a good first step. I don't think it. People that try it and don't like it aren't going to come back for the next arc.
But honestly, if I'm thinking of the pool of Marvel writers, I don't know who I would want on it.
I think we could go with a good Jason Aaron Cap.
Cullen Bunn.
Jason Aaron Cap would be good. I would read that.
Because he did the Ultimate Comics Captain America miniseries.
And
no, that was awesome. Really good.
Yeah. I would take Jason Aaron Cap. But I'm thinking Bendis, Hickman, too big.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Greg Rucka doing a good Cap.
I wouldn't mind reading a Fraction Cap.
What constitutes a trademark Fraction story? Mm-mm. Let's think about that.
Convoluted and drawn out. You don't know what the hell that is.
Because with Greg Rucka reading The Punisher, it really made it clear that a Greg Rucka story has a strong female character and plainclothes superheroes.
Right.
The strong female character, Queen and Country, Batwoman, Wonder Woman. I mean, look at what he's written over his career.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only way Cap works is if he brings Teen Dream or whatever her name is from the old
reality.
Well,
in Wolverine, he had the Native. And in The Punisher, he had, like...
Sergeant Cole Owl.
Right, Sergeant Cole. Yeah, and it worked out perfectly to give them, like a female partner.
Yeah, so you'd have to write, like, Cap and Black Widow.
That would be cool.
Or
that
Cap,
would be awesome.
Cap and Sharon Carter, right? Because they're the ones that are dating Bucky.
Uh-huh.
Bucky and Black
either
Widow.
Either of those. Bucky and Black Widow. Actually, Bucky and Black Widow would work out even better because Bucky's already well-suited for plainclothes adventures.
Well, Bucky's already got a writer.
Uh-huh. How's that going?
I don't know. The Brubaker stuff didn't end yet.
Is that still on Colin?
Yeah, that Jason.
It's going that good, huh?
I just don't know when things are ending. It just.
Yeah, the
I'm going to flip ahead here. I'm going to write a letter to somebody, man.
The Brubaker Winter Soldier run is not over yet.
Yeah.
Has, I think, one or two more issues.
Greg Rucka should pick up that book.
I like the cover to Morbius.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if they're kind of riffing on the iVampire.
Yeah. I do not like this Iron Man armor.
Yeah, it looks kind
Isn't that the space armor?
The Phoenix really? Armor?
No, it's the space. That's the outer space armor.
In WTF and AVX Aftermath book a year later? I'm just asking.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
We had a whole arc that didn't have anything to do with AVX, but now we're going to have an arc with AVX?
Why not?
That armor has something to do with the Phoenix.
Fantastic Four in Ancient Rome! Okay. But I guess that's kind of getting back more to the, I don't want to say irreverent Fantastic Four, but hey, I'm happy it's not having to tie in with everything.
Is that Bagley?
Yeah, that's Bagley.
Look at my boy, Mr. Variant, this month.
It's because he doesn't have a book.
Yeah, but I know what one he's going to be on next.
FF. What?
Avengers.
Oh, he's taken over for... Well, so they're going to have three artists on Avengers then.
Well, I think after this arc that they're working on now, he's taking over.
Okay.
Because he told me the next thing he's doing is Hickman and Avengers. Oh, he didn't specify which Hickman and Avengers.
Yeah, that's true. Cable and X-Force.
I love that cover of FF5. Mm-hmm. The variant's good, too.
Yeah. That's all good. It's all good.
Ooh, Cable. Or Hope's going to shoot Cable in the head.
I'm sure she is.
She might be. It's probably like a cyber ray or something that's going to fix him. Because he has those migraines.
Hey, it says it's a great jumping on point. It's not a point one issue.
What? That's because all their arcs now are five issues. Uncanny X-Force 3.
Is that so they can lower the price of the trade and people think they're getting
No, better? We'll get to that.
No, I mean five issues, and so they make it...
$25.
Still.
Right. Deadpool, this is actually the cover to issue 5. Okay.
Colossus doesn't look happy.
No.
It does.
Anybody reading the Sif Journey into Mystery?
I read the first one, and I didn't like it.
Okay. It's the gut-ripping conclusion.
Well, I mean, I didn't like it again because it's Asgardian stuff.
Okay.
I can't really say whether it's good or not.
Gotcha.
It's Stuart Immonen's wife writing.
Fearless Defenders 2.
I like the Uncanny X-Force cover. I don't know who the tip of the sword is, but I guess it's Psylocke.
Psylocke.
Dude, I love the cover to Deadpool. That's been a surprise to me, too.
Yeah.
Tony Moore's art has really stepped up. Plus Jeff Darrow covers.
Yeah.
I love the cover to the Fearless Defenders, but I like Mark Brooks, so...
Yeah. It's a good cover. I just don't know about the book.
Does it really come with an action figure cover?
I don't think so. Damn. Sorry. Nova! It is a new Nova. It's Sam Alexander. Isn't just any 15-year-old.
Featuring Rocket Raccoon and Green Lady.
Gamora. Come on, man.
Is that Gamora?
Yes.
It says Green Alien Lady in the solicit here.
Oh, yeah.
I only read cosmic stuff for Rocket Raccoon. Like, he's just like one of my favorite characters.
That's a Campbell cover.
Jay Scott.
Legacy. Matt's favorite book.
I'm still reading it, man. It's getting better.
Okay. I'll try. That first one hurt.
Don't.
A plus X.
I'm buying that.
Loki and Mr. Sinister team up. Woo!
No, he's still going on.
Peter David's writing it. Hopefully it's done already.
No, poor Peter David. I'm sure it's done.
Had a stroke over the weekend.
Yeah. Classified. Thunderbolts classified already.
Uh-oh.
Great.
Final team member.
Phil Noto doing internal work, though. Something with Elektra getting killed, maybe?
Is this Spider-Man shooting a hole through the head of Venom?
And well, it is Superior Spider-Man. Is that Venom, necessarily?
Mm-hmm. Looks like Venom to me.
Yeah, I mean, the black...
Ooh, Giuseppe Camuncoli art.
Yeah. Superior Spider-Man also stars in Avenging Spider-Man.
You know, I read... Did Avenging Spider-Man come out last week?
15.1, yeah.
Oh, I read that amazing issue and I don't even remember what happened.
So you say amazing sarcastically?
Yes. Well, it was supposed to be this big, great, big deal or whatever, like a prologue or whatever. I don't even remember what happened.
Epilogue,
sorry. That covered a big time doesn't do anything for me.
It's Alpha Man!
Kills me. I'll be the only person reading this.
Your boy Josh Philcott is there.
I mean, the only reason I'm reading it is he's writing a comic book about Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to high school with him?
No. He went to
Gateway.
Gateway. And then some art school downtown. Plus, I'm older than he is, I think. How have Scarlet Spider numbers been after the Minimum Carnage?
I'm still getting
them. It's okay. It's in the teens.
I didn't go back.
Venom by Cullen Bunn.
You notice he's not getting a lot of Marvel Now play.
Like, there's a couple creators.
Yeah, they seem to put him on the books that are ending.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's kind of funny. When I see him on a book, I go in and go, oh, that book's ending.
Like, what's his name?
Rob Williams.
Well, Rob caused some of those, too.
And you see, he's not on anything anymore.
Yeah.
That Hawkeye book has to be, if you ask me for a surprise book of 2012, Hawkeye has to be it.
Sarah Pichelli.
Oh, there we go.
Ultimate Spider-Man.
Ultimate Comics. Oh, now wait. Come on.
What?
A white Nick Fury in Ultimate Universe?
Yes.
What is going on here?
Yes. He's back.
And dude, did Liefeld draw that? He's got two belts of pouches.
He does have two belts on, you're right.
Yeah, he does. What the hell?
It's extra pouches.
That's how they went for the Steranko look in the background.
Mm-hmm.
That's Dave Bullock.
What's he famous for?
I don't know, but I know the name. But I couldn't tell you. That one actually kind of interests me. Ultimate Comics, Brian Wood.
The West Coast Ultimates? It's the 80s.
No, this Reconstruction. Oh, West Coast Ultimates. I'm sorry, I didn't see that. I didn't read the words. I was looking at the pictures. Ultimate Comics Wolverine. Oh, cover by Art Adams. Okay. Hey, Cullen Bunn!
There you go.
On a number one.
I thought he died in the Ultimate Universe.
He did.
It's his kid, probably.
It's your kid, Donnie. Your kid.
Yeah, Jimmy Hudson, that's his kid.
Daredevil End of Days. I'm behind. I'm two issues behind.
I'm looking forward to reading that one.
That has been really good.
Oh, yeah?
Really good. Chris Samney on Daredevil still.
Yep, they can keep him there. Yeah, no, he's been doing a great job.
I liked how they wrapped up the end of that last arc.
Yes. And the first appearance of Superior Spider-Man. Yeah.
Keep that one bagged and boarded, kids. It'll be worth
sold out. Sold out.
It'll be worth 17 cents someday.
Oh, yes.
Okay, now we got our TV show books, Dexter and Castle.
Yeah, Dexter will be a trade weight. I mean, I'm kind of interested.
Here we go. Winter Soldier actually had the Brubaker run, did wrap up. Jason Latour's writing it.
Yeah, I just don't think the last Winter Soldier book, the last Brubaker one shipped.
Oh, really?
Because his last one is 15.
Oh, yeah?
I think Latour's first one is 16.
Hmm.
His first one's either 16, 15, or 16.
It's 15, based on the second chapter of Winter Soldier's newest
edition. Okay. Cool, variant cover by Mike Diodato. This is going to be expensive money.
He is a fast drawer. He could probably do a variant cover across the entire universe. Every title gets a Mike Diodato
don't
variant.
Don't give them any ideas.
Oh, Deadpool Killustrated by Colin Boone.
What is that? Are they trying to pick off the, like,
Well, first one was Moby Dick. I don't remember what number two was.
Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Yeah, they're trying to pick one of that.
Looks like that. It's Pride and Prejudice and Deadpool.
Plus the Marvel Illustrated books. Is that they're trying to, like, combo?
Uh-oh. And then what's this? Extermination.
Didn't we already have that
before? Oh, my goodness.
What is this?
Crossing over between Extreme X-Men and Age of Apocalypse.
This is one to skip.
Oh, oh man.
How
am I going to order these?
One
let's
copy.
See. Astonishing one sells about 20. Age of Apocalypse sells about 10. And Extreme sells...
One.
This is a reason. They're trying to give a reason for people to buy these books.
This is great. I can skip this whole crossover.
This crossover may be the end of my reading.
I'm sure that's what they were going for.
This is when... no, I read about this. The Age of Apocalypse Nightcrawler goes rogue and fights Wolverine.
Do we need... eight parts to do that?
I'm going to read it because David laughed when he's writing parts of it.
Now, is Age of Apocalypse going to go rogue with the little baby Nightcrawler, and then you have the little baby Nightcrawler? I'm so confused. The Bamf. No, he's not a Bamf, is he?
The baby one.
I think that one's from the Extreme X-Men title.
Right, that's the Extreme X-Men.
Is that the regular Dazzler, though?
That is our Dazzler.
How'd she get in there?
She's in the Extreme X-Men.
Huh.
She is our universe's representative on the Extreme X-Men team. Colin can't find his phone.
That's my phone. I just heard it.
I guess when Exiles
discuss
was a title.
Yourself.
When Exiles was a title, they always had a 616 representative in there.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
She is the one from our world. There's Governor Logan.
Oh, there it is.
And this other girl in the black there, she, like, just appeared in the last two issues, like, I'm supposed to know who she is.
Oh, yeah?
Not a clue.
So, wait, now, wasn't it, it was Emma Frost, Logan.
Yeah, and Emma Frost was on one of the worlds where they offered her, like, to be a royalty, and she left the team.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, she was like, F you, I'm out.
Who's the big guy in the back? Is that Hercules? Okay.
From the same world as that Wolverine.
Okay.
But the girl with the black and red glasses on is from our universe as well.
Oh, really?
And I don't remember her name.
She's Sage?
Like, yes.
Oh, she was in Extreme X-Men. The Claremont Extreme X-Men.
Oh, you got a great Pax Payne homage.
Yeah, actually that makes sense. That was like her. She was on the Hellions, and then she was on Extreme X-Men, and I don't think she's been anywhere since. So that makes sense. That was her title. Her and Bishop were, like, partners.
It's an interesting cover to X-Factor 253.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Gambit, how many is that selling?
Tombstone.
That has dropped dramatically. Yeah, I haven't seen Tombstone in forever.
Where's Tombstone?
That's the character Gambit? Standing on.
Since he was in Spider-Man last time I saw him.
Yeah, since Spectacular Spider-Man, yes.
Is that supposed to be Kraven the Hunter?
No, he was in... When Mr. Negative and all them guys were
that's
around.
That's Dog Logan.
He was around. That.
He might have been
Dog
in
Logan.
A couple of panels
what it says.
Whenever Harry Osborn, what was her name? The one that turned into a goblin?
Menace.
Yeah. Whenever Menace had her baby, I think Tombstone was in a couple of panels.
Yeah, it was somewhere around there. It was right around...
But otherwise, I forgot about him.
Lily Hollister was Menace.
Lily Hollister, thank you.
And if you guys aren't reading Fury Max, you're doing yourself a disservice.
Well, my problem is I sold out, and as you know, there's a strict no overprint policy on all Max titles.
But I think the
so
first,
once I sold out...
I think the first trade came in.
Yeah.
Maybe. But since I sold out, I couldn't get any more, and I gave up on it.
Well, you need to go back and read the first one when he's in World War II.
It actually is pretty good. I read it.
The first one?
Yeah. Garth Ennis. He does the character right. What?
Powers is back on track. Guaranteed to ship. Just for fun.
What, you still have him on order, Colin?
Yeah, I want to see when I first ordered it.
No, this is Powers Bureau 3. I don't think this is
He's going to look up when Powers Bureau number 2 was ordered. and shipped.
I think it was last month, and I bet you it hasn't shipped yet.
No.
There's probably the Powers regular series has like issue number 37 still in the in the ether.
Joe, are you gonna read the are you gonna buy this book?
What's that?
The Marvel Now on the buy.
You know, I thought about it, but really, I'm more interested in reading the individual titles that I want to read, rather than getting like Red She-Hulk number 58 or Fearless Defenders. Like, there's so many that I'm not interested in that I'd sooner just like put that money that it would take to buy this towards something that I do want, like Uncanny Avengers.
So how many of these books are out already? Uncanny, Marvel Now, A Plus X, Deadpool, Iron Man.
All New X-Men.
Looks Fantastic like the majority Four. Of them.
Let's count. Let's count how many Marvel Now books there
are. So Superior Spider-Man isn't, Savage Wolverine, Young Avengers.
Wolverine didn't come out yet.
Uncanny.
Okay, actually, I only ordered number one in May. So.
Guardians. Oh, see?
Fearless.
What are you looking at?
All those. All out yet.
Uncanny X-Force, did that come out yet? No.
No.
So there's, well, 31. 10 of the ones listed.
There's 31 listed here, so but it says and more, so how are we going to know?
It's on sale until June, though.
Yeah.
So 31 Marvel Now titles versus 52
oh,
New
52. Will you order that book, or will you wait until it's on sale for $7?
It won't be on sale for $7, but yeah, I mean, it took me, I don't even know if I sold the New 52 one. I don't think I did. And that was at least, you know, that was 52 issues, where this one... We don't know.
It's 31 yeah. and more.
But here's what we were talking about before. Uncanny Avengers, Volume 1, hardcover, issues 1 through 5, $25.
How dare they?
$5 an issue.
How dare they?
Iron Man, 1 through 5, $25.
How dare they?
Charge me for the hardcover.
Avengers, hey, 1 through 6, $25.
What a deal.
Bang for your buck, what bro. What a buck,
yeah.
Well, Red She-Hulk doesn't get a hardcover.
Oh, dear.
No, actually... Fantastic Four does not. Which is
yeah, this was a real surprise to me to put Fantastic Four and FF together like that.
Well, they go together.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't read FF 2 yet, but yeah. And material from Marvel Now Point One, number one.
Six issues for $17.
That's not bad.
It's not
That's
terrible.
Close. That's about cover price. It's $2.99 books. This one's going to sell like gangbusters.
This is going to be a hot seller. Because
X-Men Legacy.
You don't know how good Size Barrier is.
Right, well, it's going to read better all at once instead of in monthly bizarre installments.
That's just a bit of hardcover. Come
New
on.
New printing for Extremis.
This gets printed like every week.
Iron Man 2020.
There you go.
Iron Man 3 book. They're actually going to release it on time.
You know, I think, yeah, they should wait until a few years
after. Well, it just started now. We just got number one came out this week. So.
I'm still waiting for the Iron Man 2 adaption.
Oh, that finished?
It's done already?
Yeah, it's in here. Yeah. Iron Man 2 adaptation, number one
Oh, it's
and
in
two.
This book. Oh. Wow.
I've never actually read the Iron Man 2020 book.
There you go.
It looks cool. Who wrote it?
Iron Man Digest.
18...
Oh, jeez. Iron Man Digest, $10. Collecting free comic book day, free comic book day, free comic book day. Okay.
I wish I could read Essentials. I just can't read those books.
You'd think that the color doesn't have that much to do with it, but, you know, it really does. Like,
but
it just blends together so much.
It does, but then I probably told this story before, but when I was in Chicago and I had I'd picked up the Essential Uncanny X-Men.
Yeah.
Starting at giant size and reading it on the train and seeing Byrne's line work without the color. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, but that's Byrne.
Yeah.
I mean, not all artists are
No, true, true, but it was...
And I like black and white art when it's designed to be black and white.
You know what I really like? When they take old art and recolor the whole thing, like the Walt Simonson Thor Omnibus.
I don't mind that. Wolverine by Claremont and Miller hardcover.
Good stuff.
This is the first time this is being collected in oversize, I believe.
Okay. That's good stuff. Wolverine Origin, yet another printing. $30.
Wolverine the Adamantium Collections.
That actually came out, that was one of the first ever oversize hardcovers, and it was $34.99 for six issues.
Do you have it, Joe?
Wolverine Sabretooth.
Yeah.
Now,
this is an awesome story, actually.
And this Avengers vs. X-Men trade is not a bad price.
That was...
Wait, you're having...
Skip the adamantium.
Is that the first printing of
it? Of the trade? Of what?
This came out in 2000.
No, that's the series.
2007, didn't it?
What?
Yeah, but the actual issues came out in like
50 through 55, yeah. Well, that was the death. That was Wolverine death, and then where he killed Sabretooth, and then the second part is where Sabretooth came back.
1988.
Just happened to be by the same writer and artist. Yeah, I'm not sure what the Adamantium collection is. Is it all Wolverine in time for the Wolverine movie?
Looks like it's Wolverine's greatest hits.
Yeah. Which isn't bad. You got you got Weapon X.
This would be the definitive thing to pick up for somebody who just became a fan because of the movie.
Yeah, because then you got the Claremont stuff. Wolverine and the X-Men 1 through 3?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
This doesn't make sense for old school guys like us.
Oh, $200? Forget that. Yeah.
And a slipcase edition there. Pass. Check out the slipcase.
Yeah, pass.
That's like,
Pass.
What are those things that DC does?
Absolutes. Yeah, they're like not $200. How many pages? It needs to be like $500.
720 pages.
But still, $200. Yeah, no, that Avengers versus X-Men, that's not bad.
$35 for...
That's not bad. But it's going to be out, it's not going to be out until March.
That's
just kind of missing the boat. Yeah, but kind of missing the boat on it. This should have been out before the hardcover or at the same time or at least closer. Because a $75 hardcover was a little hard to sell on that one. Sold one. I was happy.
Real word?
Nope. Ooh, and the AVX collection has AVX 1 through 6 and A Babies versus X Babies. They should have put that on the cover.
That A Babies versus X Babies was not in the oversized hardcover.
Ooh.
You'd think they would have gotten it right.
Hard to find.
For $75. Fractions
Uncanny X-Men.
Fractions Uncanny X-Men was very good.
Now here's another one. This X-Men Legacy.
Yeah.
9 issues, $30.
That's pretty good.
Not really.
That's like
9 times 3 is 27.
Yeah.
It's almost there.
It's a $3 book.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be less, though.
And only like 3 or 4 of them were ABX related.
Yeah.
Actually, I think this was solicited in hardcover for that same cost.
Maybe it's a typo.
That's weak.
Okay, Masterworks. Cap by Brubaker.
Bad Cap by Brubaker.
4 issues. $20.
How dare they? How dare they?
Seems a little much. Well, 5 issues, including a random old reprint.
I bet they don't even make color.
It's flooding. Sorry.
The wrap-up to Uncanny X-Force. Or no, Final Execution, Book 1. Okay. I mean, it was good. I wasn't thrilled with the end of that.
Which?
X-Force, Uncanny X-Force. Kind of
felt like it dragged on and then stopped.
Punisher Nightmare trade paperback already? Issue 1 just shipped today.
That's a 5-week, five Wednesday event.
Woo!
Did you read it?
By Scott Gimple. No, I didn't read it.
$15 though.
I didn't read it.
It's one of the cheaper ones.
It's only 5 issues. It's cover price.
Venom trade. Marvel Universe versus the Avengers. 4 issues, $15.
That was good, though, wasn't it? I didn't read it.
Only the first 2 issues have come out, I think. Maybe the 3rd. I haven't read it. X-Men Reckless Abandon. Oh, that's the regular. That's a Wood one.
Yeah.
Man, that is a book that just never found a direction. And I think nobody. Yeah, it's last month was the last issue.
Yeah, we didn't wrap up that Daredevil. Did we? Daredevil Domino story?
No, I mean, I solicited. I ordered the last issue last month. Sorry. Wolverine. Colin Bunn. Sorry. Yeah, a Wolverine trade with 4 issues? Why? I mean, let at least combine 2 of them. You know, it's...
Good price, though.
Yeah, but it's only 4 issues. $4 an issue? Yeah. Nah, no, it's not.
Please tell me Doom 2099 is good.
So didn't Warren Ellis write
that? Yeah, Warren Ellis wrote that.
So I don't feel guilty about buying this.
Hang on. You're way ahead. Stop.
That cover is bad.
Age of Apocalypse.
I'm a page ahead of you.
Uncanny X-Men. Complete collection.
Is that why you're asking about the Mad Fraction?
Oh, there we go. X-Men. Yeah, look at who the writer is. Or one of the writers.
Yeah, well, that was my concern.
Is that the complete? Oh, no, that's...
Yeah, well, where's 1 through 24?
Oh, that's the complete Warren Ellis collection. Now, wait a minute. That's like 13 reprint issues for $40. Yikes.
Yeah, maybe not.
So,
and especially, it's the end of the series. Where's the first part?
We're closing on the end of Marvel here.
That cover's badass.
Has Marvel given us something that we want to read?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A lot of their Marvel now is. I'm questioning some of these trades and their prices. And gotta love those posters.
That's
Rocket, Raccoon, and Groot, the complete collection.
Oh, yeah.
That includes an Incredible Hulk from 1968.
No, from the series that started in 1968. Issue 271, which was from the Glorious 80s.
Looking at this checklist, it looks like they've scaled back on titles. I remember seeing more titles in years past.
Yeah, yeah, no, they have.
Quantity over quality, or quality over quantity.
Yeah.
Well, if you look, I mean, there's not that many titles they have right now. They're just shipping them, but even shipping them multiple lots.
At least 31.
I'm interested to see.
That's what we read. There's 31 titles in that Marvel Now collection.
Yeah.
But compared to 52, they would be pulling it out.
I'd rather have 31 titles that ship twice a month than 52 that ship once a month.
I'd rather have 31 titles that are excellent than 52 titles that are middling. But we're probably getting. Half of both of those are excellent,
but
and half of both.
I don't
of those
know. In my opinion, DC has a few great titles and a whole lot of crap.
See, if they
where Marvel has a whole lot of average and some great,
and a lot of crap.
I would be buying
and a couple.
I would be buying
DC
more
has a lot more crappy titles than Marvel does.
Yeah, but they have also have a lot more variety.
You know what I think happens?
But
we lose
all their
lose consistency.
No, GI Combat.
Okay, they cancel all their
Metal
combat
War.
Books. All their combat books. But
well,
they still have Western, they have horror that Marvel doesn't have.
They Marvel has Morbius, that's a horror book.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, borderline.
It says breakout horror.
They're
hit.
Calling it a horror book.
But that's all, just, you know, of your 31, how many are Avengers and X-Men books?
It's fine. I'd rather have the close continuity than have all-star Western type books,
I would.
To be honest.
I'd rather have... For more different people, you know, there's a lot of people that don't read Avengers or X-Men.
Do you have any?
So then you're limiting half your line.
That order All-Star Western and don't order Action Comics.
Yeah, one guy, the only book he gets is All-Star Western.
Really?
Yeah.
You got somebody that's out of hardcore of a Jonah Hex
No,
fan?
He just enjoys it. He's not a big comic guy, but he likes that book. So that's what I'm saying. Where Marvel doesn't have that offering.
Yeah. How do you bring some? How did you gain a customer? Who is not a comic fan, but somehow you put him in touch with All-Star Western.
Friend let him miss an All-Star Western.
Probably, or something like that. I think he's one of the magic guys.
That's pretty awesome.
And so, but that's what I'm saying. Just that's why I like variety. They don't necessarily have to be great. I mean, there's people who get, you know, Savage Hawkman that nobody's going to say is great.
Well, but here's a question. Would you rather have Marvel... So Marvel's kind of stick is they focus on superheroes and continuity.
Which is fine.
DC's kind of that plus... expansion. I don't know. If I was Marvel, I think I would focus on the superheroes.
That's fine. And that's fine that they can.
If you
but I'm happy to have DC there for if you want some other stuff. You'd never get a punk rock Jesus out of Marvel.
You're not really getting it out of DC.
Sure, it's out of Vertigo.
Well, all right, let's...
No one else was willing to publish it.
It's true.
Okay, so...
I bet you Image would have.
I doubt it. I'm sure he took it to Image.
I thought Karen Berger said she recruited him.
She may have.
She might have recruited him for American Vampire, which is what he was doing before.
And he
Punk
did
Rock
Joe
Jesus.
The Barbarian.
That's true.
But I'm just saying that I like that you have that variety. You have the different things that you can get out of it. Marvel's great with their what they do, but it's just it is very.
But when it comes to like a
focused.
Horror book, I'd rather. Well, I guess I Vampire's pretty damn good. That's a bad one to pick. On.
Yeah. See, but I'm just saying, there's
Justice League Dark's getting a little.
I like the one that came out today. I liked.
I mean, it's just getting a little long, and now that we have. Princess Amethyst or whatever.
I don't think she's in it anymore.
Okay, that's good, because that was a little...
Although, she was on the cover or something. She might be on the cover.
Like, hey, it's Justice League Dark with Princess Light and Fluffy. Like,
I think what we end
magic.
Up happening
it's
with...
It's just more the magic
yeah.
characters.
With Marvel, the focus goes so much towards the writer, where we get the characters filtered through the writer's own distinct vision, and then because it comes out so often... There's no consistency with the artists that are on the Marvel titles. Whereas with DC, I think the focus goes more towards the character.
Rise of the Third Army, and they're already.
Yeah, I was going to
Wrath of the First Red. Yeah,
that's dragging way too long.
I mean,
like the last two issues.
It's like
the
bad guys are short.
Talking about the Green Lantern storyline. You got to. You can't point.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pointing doesn't help.
I'm pointing.
We're on like
at a
whole
Green
different
Lantern poster.
Right, we're on a whole different subject, and you're talking about a new subject.
I mean, I'm a big fan of the book, but
I'm trying to engage
the last
other
two
listeners.
Are really bad.
But like a lot of what a lot of people like about Image right now is the variety of stuff they're putting out.
I agree.
And I think DC does a lot of that, but they also let the guys play with the characters. You know, letting Snyder play with Swamp Thing, you know, and do sounds like pretty much whatever he wants.
Snyder, Lemire, Johns are the exception to the rule. Think about all the people who have been...
Oh, sure.
Who have left and complained about...
But my question is, I think maybe this Gail Simone thing may have put...
Put the editors back in their place? Maybe.
Yes. I mean, the editors certainly have a role, but I think at times... Like, it certainly looked like especially like with Layfield, that they were just getting a little...
If I was Gail Simone... And DC called me up and said, do you want to come back to Batgirl? I would have told them to go F themselves. She had offers, apparently offers from every other major publisher to write. I'd have told Marvel or DC to go
but
F
there,
themselves.
It must have been not so bad for her to go back.
Do you think it was staged?
No, I don't think it was staged.
I don't think so.
No.
She went back?
Yeah, she's back.
Yeah, they called her and said, due to fan outlash and whatever, blah, 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 we want you to come back to this book. So something maybe you noticed that maybe I'm blind, but is there a Bowen statue in this book?
No, there wasn't. I did flip through, no.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Not necessarily really anything.
That reminds me. I
might not have been
them.
As much backlash if they didn't handle it so poorly.
No, I think.
I mean, they still would have been upset she left.
Right.
But.
No, that was handled very poorly. And I'm sure everybody in the editorial offices is kind of going, okay, lesson learned. We don't do that. And I
think Gail Simone took the high road, which was.
Absolutely.
Good. I mean, she could have went all Rob Liefeld on him and had good reason to do so.
Yeah.
Whereas she took the high road and just said, you'd have to ask them what happened. Which I think is a pretty good way to go.
Yeah, but hopefully, I mean, I see good things happening from this and from things like Snyder taking over a Superman book.
But he's leaving Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
And he's putting American Vampire on hold.
Okay. Well, it's good. The only reason he's putting American Vampire on hold is he's doing that other book with Sean Murphy.
Oh, okay.
I think it's called Wake.
Oh,
but it's a new Vertigo book, so that's the only reason that he only wants to handle so much. So he's like, three books is my limit. So that's the reason for that. But I think it's a mini, so he'll be back on American Vampire. I'm happy about the Superman because Superman hasn't been treated well during the New 52, and I think it's a book that just needs a good writer on it.
How do you mean it wasn't treated well? They put their "quote unquote biggest talent on
right,
the
but it's been botched. Who's reading Superman? Are you reading Superman?
Mm-hmm. Superman
okay.
or Action Comics?
Either.
Oh, Action Comics.
Right, but neither of them are doing great.
No, but it should be. I mean,
they should absolutely. They should be. So that's why I'm saying. That's why I'm happy they put him on to say, okay, here we go. Here's another Superman. Please do it right, because we had a chance to. That was what I thought the whole reboot was going to be for, was to put Superman back together. Since, especially after Straczynski, it would have been destroyed. You had a year of him not in action, and then that Straczynski thing that was just
a
disaster.
Not in any of his books.
Well, yeah. And then,
War of Krypton.
That's what I was hoping they were mostly going to fix, and they didn't. No offense to Morrison. He was trying to do something, but it just didn't fit within the scope of
relaunching. Well, in the editorial, they said screwed up the communication between him and Perez.
Right.
And
so I just, it's doing a lot better than it was, but I'd love to say, you like Superman, here. Yeah, they're.
You could order me one of these already.
Yeah, me too.
Punk rock Jesus trade.
Yeah, I was hoping for an oversized hardcover. It does have 10 extra pages.
Yeah, because it has a different ending. That's what he said on Twitter, it was going to have a different ending.
Interesting.
Or.
I like the ending.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, he said that there was stuff he couldn't fit into the book the way that Vertigo made him pace it.
Okay.
That would be in the trade.
Okay. Well, it was originally supposed to be an original graphic novel that he had to cut into six to do it. So I can understand, you know, things get moved around.
I think, and I know everybody disagrees with me, but I think the original graphic novel is a good format.
It is, but with this specifically, I'm selling 20 copies of the books, and I'm probably going to sell 20 to 30 copies of the graphic novel.
I mean,
if it just came out as a graphic novel, I'd sell 3 or 4 over its lifetime. Just no matter how much, you know, you read, hey, this is great. Oh, you know, it gave, the issues give time to build buzz. It's much easier to take a flyer on a $2.99 book. Here, try this number one. It was really good. I like it, but I'll wait for the trade.
Do you think they'll bring... Do you think if they brought the Superman, Earth One Superman into the New 52, if that would help sales? Not the same, not exactly the same.
Right, but that idea,
that edgy, younger Superman, as opposed to...
Which is what I thought, because that first Superman storyline was just blah.
Who do you think dropped the ball there? Editorial, Grant Morrison, or George Perez?
Perez was writing it 80s style, and I know a lot of people didn't like all the words. I didn't mind the words. I minded that after issue 5, I still didn't know what was going on. There were these aliens that kept he'd find, and they'd say something in Krypton, and then go away. And it, after the third issue, you're like, okay, this is stupid. Why am I reading this? And I never finished it. I didn't care enough to finish it.
I don't like Superman enough that I could follow action.
That was,
you have to love a topic that Morrison's writing to follow it.
And again, that'll probably read much better in the books. I'd listen to like Sean and Ryan that one day. They were talking about it, I think, or maybe just talking with Ryan off, not here. And he'd be saying, oh, and this, and then it tied back to this, and that's actually Mitzelpitalik, and da-da-da, and I'm just like, okay,
He sat down and reread 1, 2, and 3 when 4 came out.
Right, but if you... Maybe that's what I'm saying. Maybe it'll read better that way, where I'm trying to read that in the 51 other DC books and the Marvel books, and by the time you get to the next issue... Oh, remember in the previous issue? No.
We don't all have English lit degrees either to make sense of all that. Although I really liked Happy. I read the first three.
Oh, Happy's been very good. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That number... I don't know how he's going to wrap that up in one issue.
Do you want to skip straight to DC?
No, I think we're going to skip to next week.
Okay.
It's 9 o'clock. Joe, we've been doing this. Joe, we are at 1 hour and 1 minute. We are over your allotted time.
Hey, here's a new book for Donnie.
Yeah,
What's it called?
It's called Sex with a Horse.
Oh, Sex with a Horse?
Yeah.
I think the title of the book's just Sex.
Oh, just, I'm sorry.
Who's writing Sex?
Joe Casey.
More importantly, who's drawing it?
Yeah.
Peter Kowalski?
Don't know Peter Kowalski.
I don't know.
I know Joe Casey. That'll be a good book.
It's a collector's item.
You say? You haven't heard from Joe Casey in a while.
He's writing Great Pacific.
Oh.
No, drawing that's not Joe Casey.
Who is that?
No, it's somebody else.
Joe Harris.
Yeah.
Finally, a good reason for you to come into the comic book store to buy Sex.
Did they spell cum wrong?
Hey.
What do you mean wrong?
Let's throw in the towel.
Okay.
See, now this one's going to sit in a vault, too.
You got her whole edit?
Yeah.
No, this will go up. Sorry. Just that last, well, plus it hit, what, we did it, and then Christmas weekend, and just, it wasn't happening.
Because no one said over under.
That's right. Oh, Donnie.
Now we can't put this one on there.
That's right. So we'll
I
talk to you.
That in the first one. First 5 minutes.
Yeah, oh, I know. Yeah, he did. Okay. We'll talk to you next week. Maybe we'll finish previews. Maybe something really fun will happen. See ya.
Buildings in a single bound came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town, walk between billionaires and evil scientists, sorcerers supreme. All the teenagers are buying this gamma radiation. Nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. All I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America when a soldier out Siberia, rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in a coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe, super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this for all the vigilantes. labels ain't concerned with the mother thing. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society studio with Cerebro, mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets, demand things when I speak, like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. Drop the beat out. I'm gonna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah. Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will baffle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time. Watch your chain react. Can't lie. I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets. Unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it. Yo, please. Shots to your chest. You're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm blonde when I skip lunch. Eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets.